And so the work of change management in therefore creating and developing those values across the organization also then becomes important. So this will be applicable on both compensation funds and applicable at UIF as well. We can go to the other slides. Next slide. Now, I think, you know, when we look at employees and when we look deep into the report, you would have seen that employees were given an opportunity to say, what are the things that we need to do in order for us to have, you know, a shared vision and values and improvement of how we are perceived and how we also present ourselves to clientele and the way we do our work. So practice but to believe principles is one of the measures, I mean, is one of the values that people, apart from teamwork, team building, listening to employees, advocates, and everything else, but practice but to believe principles, so that indeed they just don't become the values that are on the wall, but they become lived values that are then experienced by clientele and stakeholders. Next slide. So I think that Chairperson and honourable members, when you look at the survey and which really is talking to people now within the organisation, it demonstrates to us the understanding generally of employees. And how they see and how they believe things can be done and be changed in the organization. So this work is the work that the organization cannot do itself. It needs to be facilitated. So this is also the work that we're looking at getting change management institutions that can facilitate this work for both funds. And we believe that when they facilitate it, they should be facilitating in an integrated fashion, because we believe that the two funds, they have the same values and they have to live the same principles. So when you have this intervention, it will always be done in both institutions, so that we create the values that people buy in, and they are able to then live those values and they continue to be providing services, understanding really what the vision of the institution and what the value of this institution, which I think right now, when we look at a transparency, mutual, a respect, client-centered service, we do know integrity, accountability, teamwork, caring for our people, we do know that there are gaps in those areas, and we do know that there is a certain level of client service that is really not at the level that we all expect it to be and where it ought to be. And so when we do make these changes and do these interventions, change management program is one of the things that we're looking at to be the first, the very first intervention that we do. For we believe that when we strengthen the values of the institution and we strengthen the understanding for change development in the organization, it will help us when we have to go and change many more other things going forward in the institution. So change management is one of the paramount that we thought that we should actually start implementing. And start to have a process, firstly, of communicating this whole diagnostic report, for they all experienced it, But then after them officials internalizing it, then we go into change management processes and team building and culture and value change processes. And then we implement incrementally all the other processes in this. They will happen parallel, but I think that they are important interventions that we need to do, which we believe that the change of culture and systems and growing the levels of customer orientated organizations is important. Okay, can we move to the next slide? So if we go to slide 68. You will also find that what the thinking of official bosses at UIF and compensation fund is similar, if it is not totally being matched, then it kind of gives us, you know, what is happening in the institution and what is the thinking of the institution and where are our officials outlook in terms of the organization. Sorry. And so I think that then identifying that as management at this level as being important and as being the first intervention, I think that is one of the most important things, but we need to begin there. And then the rest of the implementation will then continue. We can go to the slides 72. This culture and behavior transformation is not only, you know, isolated to a compensation fund and the UIF. It also speaks to the Department of Employment and Labor. So as the value chain of the Department of Employment and Labor with the entities within labor, work must begin in terms of us looking at these outcomes and actually seeing that these reports and this analysis, how much does it talk to employment and labor itself? Because employment and labor is actually the mother institution, even if you go at provincial level, which then houses a compensation fund and the UIF. So it is an integrated organization, especially when you go at provincial level and you go at labor center level. So it is not possible, therefore, when we take interventions, we only take interventions to staff of the UIF and the compensation fund, but it must be across the whole organization in how we view the culture change and the transformation within the organization. Next slide. Now, if we go through that and we see how does the behavior and the culture really affect business performance, you would have seen out of these findings that business performance has actually been affected adversely with existing culture and, of course, with the gaps that are there in terms of efficient systems. But when you change behavior, when you change organizational values, it should then change the business performance because there is a different light and view of how officials would see how they should be conducting themselves in the business, how they should be conducting themselves in order for them to be customer and client focused in the work that they do. So that is why it is important, and you would see that the culture and the behaviors and how they would then that would change the institution in terms of proficiency. Next slide. In fact, I would like us to go to the slide where we talk about the implementation of the program, and I think that is slide 75. Yes, in terms of us implementing this recommendation. I think, Chairperson and honorable members, I have said it throughout from the beginning to say that officials and executives of both employment and labor, UIF and compensation fund, have acknowledged the importance of this exercise having been done. They have an appreciation of the work that needs to happen, and therefore both UIF and the compensation fund executives are in support and leading in the understanding to go deep into the organization of how we need to be implementing this. So the implementing process that we're going to be taking is that of having a project management office. A project management office, which is going to be based in the accounting officer's office. And this project management is going to be working with services. Right now, we are considering highly the work with PwC, as they were the one that did the analysis. However, we need to go through proper processes of looking at that and supply chain processes, so that there is no unfairness in actually taking forward, because the assignment of PwC was completed when they provided the report and the recommendations. However, it just makes logic and common sense that the project management office would be working closely with PwC, who have conducted the diagnosis and who had made recommendations, as we would begin with the work of implementing the recommendations. The second element, as I've said throughout my presentation, that we have identified change management and culture and change of the organization as being key, that implementing it and beginning the change management process will help to ease in everybody's mind the understanding and the need for organizational change when we begin with the process of change management. And then lastly, as we continue to have the two funds run and provide the services that they are doing, we are not waiting for this process to unfold. We are improving where we can improve in terms of systems, in terms of just putting together strategies of integrated implementation between head office and provinces, and just increasing the capacity of those provinces in providing the service and the delivery of the service. Chairperson, I hope that this is in order. I'm not going through slides as they are. I, however, just go through in terms of the work. I can say maybe in terms of timelines, we are hopeful that by March, end of February, we would have had the head of project management, who is then going to be setting up the project management office. We will then, in setting up the project management office, will be able to then begin to do the work and source the services that would help us in implementing this report. With regards to the recommendations that are being made in terms of structures, we are looking at those, and I would like Chairperson and members to know that we will be looking at these recommended structures. We might not adopt them as they are in full. For example, you would note that there are several advisory committees that are being recommended, from IT to business strategists, to investment management, and to management of funds. So in us implementing, we might not have advisory committee for each area, but we might put together an advisory committee that comprises of experts of IC, of strategy, of operations, of financial management, of fund management, that can then be advising executive authority, accounting officer, commissioners, in terms of the better running and efficiency of the fund. So when I talk about how we will adopt this, I make that example so that maybe it is understood that we will not be taking it as recommended, but what will work for the organization without compromising the efficiency and the work and the expertise that will be required. So as I make an example, that then with advisories, that we might have one big advisory committee that has all of those elements that needs to be advising the institution and supporting the institution. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Dixie. I have network challenges here. I would request Honorable Moimang, if I get kicked out, if you can take off, keep on losing the DGS she was presenting, and I realized that the challenge is on my side. Before I allow open the platform to members, I just want to check if the minister would like to make some comments or emphasis on the presentation.
Thanks, except to say this is a process, and some experts in the banks, in the insurance industry, have said to fully realize this is going to take you less than 5 years. And but we've targeted ourselves 3 years. But there are areas which we must start with and of immediate, because we are highly data intensive and cash transaction intensive. The IT becomes so central. That's where we are going to start with the teams. But we are fixing it as we are continuing to give service. It might be, but that's what we are doing. But it's clear that it's a long-term project. And we want it to be anchored in the department, led by the accounting officer. Because, as I've said, executive authorities come and go. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you so much, Honorable Minister. Honorable members, I'll now take care. Hands. The platform is open. Solomon, please assist me if there are any hands. Okay. Honorable Boshoff, followed by Honorable Moimang. Over to you, Honorable Boshoff.
Thank you very much, Chair. And Good. Hearty welcome to the new Acting DG. Thank you for the presentation. I am, yep, why not? And then if one looks at the compensation fund, you want to restructure as well. And currently we know that it's under-resourced and it is skills lacking. How is that going to be addressed? The assistance that you get from the officials is appalling. The other problem is they are always offline. People are sent from places to places. They travel and they pay taxi monies, get there.